For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the judgiest place in my house. My name is Josh.
My name's Rick.
And my name's Christian.
And we are the Burpees. Here we are, beautiful, sunny Los Angeles, California.
Cloudy. Gloomy, rainy, cold. Central Illinois.
You could call where we live the Los Angeles of Illinois.
Incorrect.
You could do it.
You could, but you shouldn't, because it's not.
But it... kind of, in a sense, in a way, it is.
No. You want to know?
Josh, you forgot to turn on the light.
While Joshua does that, Joshua, do you want to hear about our New Orleans trip?
Yeah.
Could you maybe say it but mean it this time?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're a really good actor.
Yeah.
That's why it's kind of the L.A. of Illinois.
Illinois is actually how I pronounce it. Tell us about New Orleans. You guys, of course, went to New Orleans this past weekend. That's why we're recording late. Real quick turnaround time on this episode, so no funny business.
Only funny business. It's literally the business we're in.
We're in the business of being funny.
Yes.
Being funny, looking funny, and smelling funny.
Fair enough. So this was my third time in New Orleans and Christian's first time.
Brag.
So if you've never been to New Orleans, this is me plugging it because it's incredible.
We are sponsored by the township of Nolens.
Yeah.
I want everybody to go to New Orleans. And Joshua, we need to go to New Orleans. Mm. You would love it. It's so fun.
You probably would have a good time.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. It sucks to say that Erica's right. But she's right on this one.
Yeah.
Can you hit that yellow button?
Oh, fuck.
He meant to hit it.
Fat fingers. We just got back from New Orleans. I ate so much.
Boo. You're rude. Anyway. Boo. Okay, I guess I'm done. Go ahead, Josh. You can start the show.
No. Well, tell him we got hot goss from New Orleans.
We have hot goss?
We saw Dave Portnoy, baby.
Let's go.
I talked to him. I said, hey, when are the judges getting on Barstool? And you know what he said? Don't fucking talk to me.
No, he didn't.
And I said, okay, Dave.
We were literally walking down a side street and just off Bourbon. And he's like, you see that guy over there? So I'm pretty sure that's the guy from Barstool. I'm like,
Christian said that?
Fucking, yeah. I don't know who that is.
The pizza guy? I don't know his name.
El Presidente?
Is that his...
Tyler? The guy who had an interview with Donald John Trump?
Fuck that guy.
Wait. That's Donald Trump's middle name?
John, yeah.
Just John?
Yeah.
Ew.
As if we needed a reason to hate him more.
Joseph Robinette Biden ain't much better.
Robinette is unique and fun.
The only thing that's fun about Biden. Yeah. Anything else on the trip? Anything fun? Any long-lasting memories?
Yeah, but y'all keep interrupting me.
We've never done that before. One interesting fact is I still use a lot of gas lighting in New Orleans.
Oh, cool.
Literally, like, the streets are lined with gas lampposts and...
No, they aren't.
Anyway, it's... I want to say that I had the first two times that I was there, I was drunk as shit the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, obviously, I was very sober. But I still had super fun.
Awesome.
Even sober. So
you guys accidentally went on... the finals weekend of March Madness.
Yeah.
That was a big...
That was not oopsies. Planned.
Insane that you accidentally went on one of the biggest sports days of
the year. Listen, we went for my cousin's 30th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, and it was her golden birthday. So
wow.
Like, it was a big deal. So it's not like we really got to pick the weekend.
Sure. I guess
I wish we would have picked a better one, though.
I wish we would have picked a better one.
Or just a different city, even.
Yeah, the weekend before, the weekend after, maybe. Yeah. Not a different city, though. I'm glad we went to New Orleans.
But you know what? Kansas wouldn't have won if you guys hadn't gone. UNC might have pulled through.
I don't even know who played or who won.
Kansas won?
Kansas beat UNC, yeah. They were down 15 at half. It was an epic comeback on Coach K's last game of his career.
What day was the final game?
Sunday.
Oh, okay.
You guys don't know nothing. It was yesterday. It was Monday.
I saw a lot of blue jerseys.
We were out on the night of Duke versus North Carolina.
Villanova?
Yeah, UNC, yeah.
And that shit was popping off.
Yeah.
Down on Bourbon Street.
Oh my gosh. When the game ended, it was like, I don't know. It was like maybe an hour or so after that when everybody started flooding Bourbon Street. And it was insane. And Christian and I went back to our hotel like right at the beginning of everyone coming back to Bourbon Street. It was nuts. It was shoulder to shoulder. I only saw one pair of titties the whole weekend. And I had to ask.
What's up with that, New Orleans?
Yeah.
How did you ask?
Oh, well, there's a girl up at the balcony as I was walking on the street. And she's like, show me titties. And I was like, no, you show me your titties. And she's like, okay. And she showed me. I was like, hell yeah, those are great tits. And so I threw her beads. And then Christian.
Oh, that's a year-round thing?
Yeah. Christian missed it. Poor kid.
Idiot.
I know. Fucking dummy.
I didn't see any good boobs the whole time.
Yeah. Only pair of boobs I saw. I'm upset. Because by my bachelorette party, titties everywhere.
Well, they knew it was your bachelorette party.
I know. It was great. They did it just for me. It was wonderful.
Can I drop some news? I have some very hot news on the podcast.
Wait, hold on really quick.
Yeah.
We walked so much, and I'm so pregnant, and everything that we ate was so full of salt that my feet are still swollen, and I'm still sore. Much better than yesterday. But go on.
I did edit your feet out of the Patreon episode that we recorded last
week. Why? They pay for that.
No, they don't pay enough for those feet. Maybe it's $15 tier.
I just got a pedicure, too. Look at how swollen they are.
We'll release the Erica's feet version.
Joshua, look at my feet right now. Do you see how swollen they are?
They're very swollen.
But I have some hot news.
Let's hear it.
Sad.
Oh.
I'm done going to Taco Bell.
I don't believe you.
They have forced my hand.
How?
What do you mean?
What do they do?
So you guys might remember, on last week's episode, I told a little tale about
the one that aired this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
I told a little tale about how they recognized my order just because I'm the only person who gets a Baja Blast Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I went to Taco Bell twice after that week. It was a rough week.
Okay.
Yeah, we get That's it. Fair. We were out of town. You needed something.
So the one day I pull up and the dude's like, hey, I've already marked your order as complete. Just pull up to the window and we're going to say that it's complete. We're trying to get our time down. I'm like, hell yeah, dude. So I helped him out, right? Me and this guy, we're bros. He's the guy who's always been there.
He's like, Josh, sup, dude?
He gives me a free drink every now and then. He gives my coworker/friend a free drink.
Hell yeah.
We have a relationship established. So Friday, this is the third time I'd gone there that week. Friday, I roll up, order, as I do, get my food. As I'm driving away, he says, see you tomorrow. Fucking killed. Very funny. I laughed. I was like, me and this guy, we got a good, positive relationship going. And I was telling Christian about this when we were working out on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my happy ass goes there today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same guy working the window. He's like, how's it going today, Josh? I was like, good. How are you? And doesn't answer. Fine. Closes the window. Opens the window. Different worker.
Wow.
How dare he?
And she says, see you tomorrow. And then gives me my food and closes the window. And so now I feel like they are laughing at me.
That's fucked.
What the fuck? You don't have the relationship that me and this other guy have. Yeah. I've never seen you before.
But first of all, maybe she feels like she has that relationship with you because she's the one back there making your food just the face.
If you could have heard the stank on the see you tomorrow, you would have felt the pain.
Maybe she's just not funny.
No.
No.
Erica, women can be funny too.
That's the vibe I was getting from this whole thing when you were like, she didn't say it or she said it not funny. And I was like, wow, women can be funny too, Joshua. But then.
No, it's because I don't have a relationship with this person.
There was just spite and vitriol behind the see you tomorrow.
This man, I was able to convince myself that me and this guy had like this positive spin on it. But now I'm second guessing it. Maybe he was fucking with me too. So now I can never go back to Taco Bell. So
that's honestly very sad for you.
Yeah.
Have you tried just rebranding as the Baja Blast guy instead of the Baja Blast Zero guy? So they
aren't quite as,
they're not quite as onto you?
No.
Okay.
But we don't just talk about New Orleans and Taco Bell on this podcast. We also podcast on this podcast. And what that entails is going onto the internet and finding funny little stories and laughing at them and reading them and judging them. And most of the times, one of us three brings the stories. And on this episode, I'm bringing the stories. And guess what? I got a doozy. I always say at the top, I go on the internet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't say specifically Reddit.
Okay.
People think we're a Reddit podcast.
We're not just Reddit.
We get our Reddit stories from other websites too.
Like so, Facebook.
And Instagram.
So I'm going to go as long as possible from here on out without reading a Reddit story.
Dang. Okay.
This episode or just Judgy's future?
This episode included. As long as I possibly can. So this is from Am I the Asshole? r/AmITheAsshole. Am I the asshole for telling a girl she was too fat to participate for a role in our cheer routine?
Ooh, yeah.
I am the leader of our school cheer club, and we are currently planning a routine for the end of the school graduation ceremony.
Okay.
When is that a thing?
I don't know, but it sounds like it'd be miserable.
Okay.
Yeah, like cheer. I guess it's like the most cheery a student is when they're getting out of class for the year.
Oh, I guess my brain was thinking like graduation ceremony.
Oh, like as you're getting
that's what I thought too.
Really?
Yeah, it was like in your cap and gown.
End of the school graduate. Maybe it is. Maybe you're right. As only a few of us compete competitively, there is a range of skill levels within the cheer group we have to consider before making a routine.
Are you looking at me because she said compete competitively?
No, just the fact that you can already tell she's kind of got a stick up her bum, if I do say so myself.
A spirit stick. We made a routine and we started to assign the roles, who would do support, who would jump, etc. One of the girls asked if she could take the role of the jumper, which is always given to the smallest of girls. She's literally the heaviest girl on our team, and we were all a bit taken aback because we didn't want to put her in a position where we may hurt her feelings. We kept insinuating the mechanical part of the role, hinting the size requirement, but she persisted. We already submitted the cheer routine to the principal. They check for appropriateness. We couldn't just get rid of it to avoid the inevitable conversation. She's over 160 pounds, and she usually sits down during the majority of practice, so I don't even understand why she's doing this.
What does it matter if she's sitting down during? Why is that relevant?
I think the sitting down is more relevant than the weight, because we don't know the height. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if she's 2 feet tall and 160 pounds, it's vastly different than, like, 6'5" and 160 pounds. But the sitting down, I think they're trying to imply that she's, like, tired all the time. And, like, not athletic. I don't know.
Okay.
But we had to confront her, and being the leader, I was given the job of doing that. I said that I admitted her enthusiasm, but that for optimal performance, she was not the best candidate. She asked why, since she participated in every practice, and I told her that she was basically too heavy to do that. She got upset and asked, "Is it because you think I'm fat?" And I said, "Yeah."
Ooh.
She then cried in the bathroom, stopped coming to practice, and people are giving me the stink eye. I feel like I confirmed the stereotype that cheerleaders are bitches, but that's not the case. We tried to not humiliate her by giving her so many off-ramps, but she never took it until I had to confront her honestly. I wouldn't really care, but now the principal has asked me to come see her. She said in her email, quote, "When choosing between being honest and being kind, choose kind," implying I was not kind.
I don't agree with that.
Am I the asshole?
Yes. I think that you should always be honest, but in a kind way. You shouldn't have to choose between honesty and kindness. They should go hand in hand.
Hmm. This, of course, taken from the person who called her roommate ugly.
She wasn't my roommate. She was my sweet mate.
Duh, Josh, you fucking idiot.
We shared a bathroom. That was
it. You stupid bitch.
I thought this story was very interesting because, like, from the title, you're like, yeah, straight up asshole, right?
Yeah.
And then in the middle, you're like, okay, I understand. Like, you can't have somebody who isn't, like, flyers have to be small for the, like she's saying, the mechanical parts of it. You have to protect the people on the bottom as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like catching the girls as they're coming down.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, like, you have to tell her she's the leader. This all makes sense. And then just, is it because you think I'm fat? And just, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, well.
Yeah, that's the issue here. That's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. You can be honest and still be kind about it.
I mean, she would have to say is it's, like, I guess you at some point have to say, like, you do way more. But it's, like, it's for the safety of everybody at this point. It's not about you being, like, fat.
Yeah.
That's not what's causing this.
Right.
I mean, and you would think that she was kind of the person who, like, asked to be the flyer was probably kind of, like, fishing for it, right? Like, kind of, like, maybe she didn't like the head cheerleader.
Oh, is she asking for it, Joshua? Is that what you're getting at?
Yes. Because, like, if she's been to every practice, she should understand the basics of cheer, right?
Boo.
Yeah. Like, if a...
Boo this man.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I felt, too. Like, so, when I was in high school, I mean, I'm 5'10". At that point, I was 150 pounds, and I was the biggest girl in school. Mostly because of my height, but also, like, no one else in my class was 150 pounds, and, you know, whatever. Is what I'm saying, though, is when I did cheerleading, mm-hmm. I knew I was the biggest girl.
I didn't know you were a cheerleader.
Not in high school. Oh, okay. In, like, middle school. But I knew that I wasn't going to be a flyer. I'm too tall and I'm too heavy.
Yeah.
So I knew what my role was going to be without even having to, like, ask, you know, to do something else.
Yeah.
So I feel like, in a sense, that she was setting herself up for her own heartbreak.
Yeah. I mean, and like she said, she tried to give her the outs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think that she definitely didn't choose the right words, but I also understand in a situation like that where you're uncomfortable and you've tried so many times to say something nicely and you keep getting egged on and you're like, yep, that's fine. Let's just end this conversation. Yep, you're fat. Get out of here.
Well, yeah. And she's 16.
Like, yeah.
You can't expect her to
have, like, good skills at communicating.
Yeah, it's a lesson learned. Obviously at the expense of someone else, which kind of sucks, but...
Definitely sucks. She definitely could have handled it better.
Yeah. I remember in high school, I was going from my freshman to my sophomore year of high school. Going from freshman year, I was a halfback. And then my sophomore year, our coach pointed at me and said, you are way too fat to be a halfback. Go over to the fullbacks. And then the year after that, I got pushed to be a lineman.
A double back? Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, that's how we did it in football.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't matter, boys. Men don't have feelings, and they don't need to worry about blah, blah, blah.
Well, similar to your story, it was like, I didn't fight it. I'm like, yeah, I understand that I now weigh 50 pounds more than I did.
Sometimes you have to do a little self-reflection. I know this because anytime I've ever gone to a concert, I'm like, man, it sure looks cool to stage dive. And guess what? I'm a 270-pound man, and I would fucking murder the four people underneath me when I stage dive.
But Christian, you want to be a flyer.
I do. In my heart, all I think is I wish I could be a flyer. But I go, oh, next year, I'll lose the weight by next concert. Oh, don't worry.
Anything else?
This next story?
I liked that one. I liked the, like, the title was just so, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And now this one is taken... It was shared in our Discord, and it was a really good one. It was shared by Nova in our Discord. So thanks for letting me steal the stuff that you found.
And go join that Discord. You can do that now on our Patreon with a $1 subscription. You can join the Discord for life.
$1 canceled immediately. You still get the access code.
Don't tell them that.
Am I the asshole for getting mad that my artist hid their initials in my tattoo?
Oh.
That's pretty... I could see why you'd be mad.
Okay.
How noticeable did you get... The ABCs, and you're fucking pissed about this now?
And there's two J's and two H's, and they're like, motherfucker. The whole ABCs is in Comic Sans, and then two of them are in Gothic.
Ugh, you fuckers.
This is a short one. Names changed for privacy. I went to a tattoo shop in my area with the photo of the tattoo I wanted. What's, like, the worst tattoo, you think? Because, like, to have them, like, kind of fuck up. Because, like, if it's just, like, a whatever tattoo, you've already got a sleeve.
Probably a portrait. Like a family member's portrait or something.
Yeah, like, dead dog that you're trying to, like, honor.
It was one my dad had gotten to honor my past grandfather, whose father also had it.
I was almost there. I was this far away.
So something very sentimental.
But the point is, it was important to me that the tattoo looked exactly as it did in the photo. This is a generational tattoo passed down.
I want this dog shit tattoo. I know the tattoo technology in 1904 wasn't quite there. I want my tattoo to look just as shitty.
It looks fucking pixelated when you put it on. I get to the shop. I explain everything. I pay, get the tattoo, and we're done. I think it looks awesome. Everything's great. Until a few weeks later, when I show my great-grandmother the tattoo, she's static. Grabs my arms to look at and compliment it. It's got to mean ecstatic, right?
Yeah. I was like, what does static mean?
She's like a TV on channel 3. She's ecstatic, grabs my arms to look at and compliment it, and then asks, who's AJ? I ask her what she means, and she points out on the tattoo where the initials A and J, or maybe T, were hidden on the tattoo. Can't even make it clear letters. That's how bad of a tattoo artist you are. You can't nail two letters. I'm instantly pissed, as my artist's name is Alice Trevor. Horrible name. She tries to assure me it's no big deal if I hadn't noticed it until now.
It might have been Alice Jever. Just saying. We'll never know.
We'll never know. That's the weird part. But I still reached out to the artist, sort of irritated. They told me the style of art I got is called traditional, and it's pretty trad for all artists who do that style to put initials down. I hate pretty trad.
Yeah. I thought you did that on purpose. No. I didn't know that was written down.
Yeah, you would think I would like that, but I hate it. I demanded a partial refund and they refused, so I complained to the owner, who made the artist give me a full refund. Now, the artist is running a full smear campaign, talking about moving shops and all kinds of crap. My sister says I'm an asshole for pushing the issue, but I feel like, at the end of the day, I told you exactly what I wanted and you didn't do that. Am I the asshole?
I don't know. I don't think you're the asshole. There's a lot going on here. I feel like you consented to a specific design. You did not consent to somebody's initials being permanently put onto your body.
Yeah. But also, don't you think you get the final look before you get the tattoo and you'd be like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, interesting. I wonder if there was look, that. Because right? Like, the artists will like redraw it to like...
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, and they place the stencil like where you want it, and that way if you need to like adjust the placement, you can wipe it off and start again.
Interesting.
But I highly doubt that the artist put their initials in the stencil.
I don't know tattoo culture. I've never had a tattoo or anything like that. I do think it's pretty funny to like sign your art like your fucking Rembrandt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I also think it's funny when you go to like a local shop with like selling local art for like $150 for an 8x12 and they have their artist's initials on there. I do also think that's funny. It's like, I don't know. I just think it's funny. It's like, okay.
I definitely understand signing artwork that's like hanging up, but like this is someone's body. They don't want your name.
Yeah.
That they don't, you know.
Yeah. It's just like putting a producer tag on a song when like you've produced one song. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, get a little famous before you start signing shit.
I also feel like there's some like tattoo snobbery going on here, because after the guy's like, hey, I didn't want your initials on my tattoo. And he's like, oh, you don't know about the tattoo culture?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't look into the kind of tattoo you wanted?
Well, that's what I was going to say, too. Like, so the Hamsa on my ankle is in traditional style. My artist didn't sign it.
What is traditional style?
I don't think
I mean?
That's quite traditional.
You don't...
Traditional, I think, is like... If it's his, like, great-grandfather has this tattoo, it's going to be, like, Americana traditional, where it's, like... only three colors. It's
I only have black and shading,
but that's not you think of like Sailor Jerry like imagery. That's like traditional tattoos.
The fuck is Sailor Jerry?
You know the Sailor Jerry bottle with the woman on it?
Is that an American like, spinoff of Sailor Moon?
Sailor Jerry is a rum, isn't it?
It's a rum, but that's like they have like pinup art almost that
I am so removed from the world of tattoos. I just think it's really fucking funny to me that they signed their tattoo.
Yeah, that's wild.
Non-consensually.
People don't think this is...
That's not traditional.
It is too.
Okay, it's actually more traditional than I remembered.
Lines are probably a little bit thicker than what the stuff on here is.
I'm ready for another tattoo. I've been ready for another tattoo.
Can I do it and sign it?
No, and then I got pregnant.
Well, as soon as that baby gets out, you and the baby gets matching tattoos.
No. Nope.
Are you going to pierce the baby's ears?
No. No.
Are we going to give the baby a toe ring?
No.
What's the status of the foreskin going to be? I need to know.
Attached.
Wow. Just like dad, huh?
Not sharing the status of his foreskin without his consent.
I went to a Catholic school. You guys take the guess.
Can you share it with me while we're on this break? Bye.
Bye.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Judgy's Pod listeners, do we have a deal for you? This episode is sponsored by the fine folks over at Ana Luisa Jewelry, and they let us pick out a few pieces for ourselves, and do we love them?
We do indeed. I picked out these cute little gold snake earrings. They're perfect, and I love them. And I got this really cute daisy pendant necklace. It's gorgeous. Perfect for spring coming up. I cannot wait to wear it all summer long.
And if you take a little peek at Christian and I's pinky fingers, we're sporting some cold hard ice on those bad boys.
And you know what the coolest thing about Ana Luisa? They're carbon neutral.
The packaging that they sent these in.
Oh my God, I love that's honestly one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, it was so cool. It's a nice little bag that you can store things in.
We've already reused our bag.
Yep. Yep.
They're elegant. They're affordable. What isn't there to love about Ana Luisa?
And guess what? Things are getting even better. Because if you go to shop.analuisa.com/judgies.
That's ANALUISA.com/judgies.
You can take advantage of their buy one, get one 40% off sale going on right now. You can get one piece for your mom and one piece for you.
Absolutely perfect Mother's Day gift. That's shop.analuisa.com/judgies. ANALUISA.com/judgies. Thanks, Ana Luisa.
And welcome back to this side of the pod. Way too much information about Christian circumcision. I didn't realize you got it 2 years ago.
Yeah. Wait.
And then the doctor initialed it with stitches.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed about that.
There was a story, I don't even remember where I heard it from, that a surgeon carved his initials into like a liver or something that he was operating on.
That okay. was a plotline in Scrubs.
If it's inside the body, okay. Come on.
I'm on board with Christian.
That's a good prank.
No,
that's a fantastic prank.
No, and guys, bad. How about we get to this week's Circle Turds, where we're talking about our shit real quick. I have to atone for my shit sins, my poop
sins. I need to know what that means. What does that mean?
I shared it in the Discord. Guys, January, of course, famously, I had 27 poops. Okay. And then I said, February, another 27 poop.
Oops.
Another 27 poops. And I said, man, I'm regular as shit. Turns out, as Christian and I both discovered, our poop tracking apps don't count by the month. They count cumulatively. Math figured out to where I actually only pooped 23 times in February.
Are you fucking kidding me, Josh?
So I overshot by 4 poops.
You fibbed?
Unknowingly.
You fibbed on your poo-poo?
However, as we all know, January, 31-day month, correct?
Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
March,
yes,
31-day
yes.
month.
Yes, yes, yes.
27
yes.
poops in January.
Okay, okay, okay.
27 poops in March. I'm back on fucking track, baby. That's called being regular. How are you guys looking?
All right. So in February, I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I had 6 poops in February. Okay.
That's what you had in February. January, you also had.
I'm not going back to January.
6, I believe.
Don't fucking worry about it, Josh.
All right. February, 6 poops. March, yeah. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 poops.
Wow.
It's the longer month.
Oh, hey. Congratulations.
Really I only had 5 that. Poops in January.
Wow.
You're moving up in the
You're
world.
Moving up, yeah.
Let me tell you, I think it's the baby.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The little shit lord.
So he's breech right now, which means his feet are pointing like towards my legs.
He's standing up.
Yeah, he's basically standing
up. He's wearing you like a Gundam suit.
Yes.
Pretty much. And I think that the more active he's getting, the more that he's like pushing on my intestines and like helping me get stuff moved along.
Literally kicking the shit out of you.
Literally kicking the shit out of me. So
at a rate of one extra poop a month.
Yeah, well I pooped twice, 3 days in a row I pooped.
That's pretty insane for Erica. Unless she's like sick. That's pretty absurd.
And they were normal poops.
Hmm. Christian, you have 82?
What? How did you know that?
I just guessed.
Is that the...
That was a really good guess. I had 81 poops in March.
That was very accurate.
I guess I know Christian really well.
My poops have moved up a little bit since February, but they're still down. I was still busy at work all... Like, probably 4 out of the 5 weeks of March, because there's 5 work weeks in March, right? That sounds right. 1 week I was on a work trip. I could only poop once a day. And then at work, I couldn't even poop at work. I had 3 weeks of no pooping at work.
You were very busy.
That's
in
crazy.
I was pissed. I was angry.
Your boss made so much money off of your sorry ass.
Yeah, let me tell
you. Did you at least go and sit on the toilet and fart real loud into it?
I know, but I will take note of that.
That is
and I
his
will
goal for
start,
April.
I will start farting loud enough to have the other employees hear me.
I will say that. So today is April 5th, right? So we are 5 days into April. I've already pooped twice.
I've pooped four or five times in April.
I pooped it's three times today. So I don't know.
We have our brands. I don't know what to tell everybody. But how about we get into the listener submission? If you guys want to send in a listener submission sound, please do that at judgiespod@gmail.com. Mark it as a listener submitted sound. This one is from William, the oft submitter.
Ooh. Okay, this guy only sends in the bangers.
It was a cold, dark evening on the corner of 12th Street and 9th Avenue.
That's my address.
The soft, white snowflakes melted into nothing as they landed on the window of my office. Just like so many other washed-up chums that wanted to make a name for themselves, only to be washed away by this godforsaken city. I was just taking a drag from the cigarette I kept in my overalls when she walked in. She was wearing a tight pink dress that hugged all her curves.
Hell yeah.
It was almost as tight as the grip the big boss had on this city's pigs. She asked me for some help with her plumbing. She said it about as sincerely as you tell your wife the office is keeping you late just before getting drinks with your pals. But I knew what she was really here for. It was what they always came for. It's a me. Mario.
Nice dramatic pause. Thank you for the submission. An L.A. Noir type beat on Mario, I think.
Wonderful. Loved it.
The Princess Peach ref. The Bowser allegory. We love it. We love to see it. Thank you so much. And how about listener-submitted stories? I got two.
Whoa!
I got two. One of them's an update, so we have to go through it quickly. Remember Irrationally Irritated in Idaho?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It was about
a
college
roommate
who was pissed that she was seeing her roommate's tits.
Yes.
We have an update on
we
that?
We have a freaking update to go.
She invited me to Disney World. I'm over the tits thing.
She canceled when they passed the don't say gay bullshit. Hello again, judges.
Hello.
Wow, you guys read my submission, and while I was at work, nonetheless. Well, we didn't read it when you were at work.
I mean, might have listened to it.
We don't
know what our schedule is.
That's fair. I burst out laughing so hard I had to plug your podcast because my coworkers got seriously concerned for my sanity.
Always a plug-in.
I may have peed a little out of excitement. Just thought I'd let you know. You asked for my other roommate story, but it's not as cool. She was just filthy and talked about giving head to some guy in front of the entire Zoom class. So here's an update. That's pretty cool. We need to hear that story.
That's a bold move.
So here's an update to the naked roommate story. Even if you don't read this submission on the pod, I thought I'd share because it's a decently awful ending to the story.
Ooh.
My roommate died 2 weeks after I sent you that. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
that
would have
been so good.
Oh,
that would have been so good. I ended up writing a note to my roommate concerning her lack of clothing in my presence.
What did we tell
you? She ignored it completely.
Yeah, big surprise.
So I confronted her in person. Communication, woohoo!
Okay.
I asked if she got my note. She looked me dead in the eyes and said, "Yup." then proceeded to pull down her pants and lift a leg to put what I assumed was vaginal cream on.
No way.
You know, where that cream is designated to go, I guess.
No, no, no. There's no way you go, yeah, I read your note about getting naked. Now watch me put on some vaginal cream.
I went out later that day and bought a shower curtain and rod to hang up between our closet area and our actual shared bedroom. That way, she can use the corner separating these two areas. I'm sorry. That way, she can use the shower curtain to change behind. Or that's what I intended it to be used for. Instead...
Now she's just doing shadow puppets, and I fucking hate it more than the getting naked in front of me thing.
Instead, when I'm behind the curtain, she undresses naked and traps me behind the curtain until she's done. It's like being held hostage, but instead of a weapon being used, it's my roommate's boobs. I also discovered that same day that she does not wash her hands after she uses the restroom.
Oh, God. No. How could you make your roommate worse?
And has decided not to shower since I sent you the last submission.
How?
Which, it's been a while.
She hasn't showered in how long?
At least a month.
What the fuck?
I've learned that this is non-consensual and wrong. I would go to the RAs, but they suck. I only have 5 weeks left before I graduate and move out anyway. I've decided to take you guys' advice and make her as uncomfortable as possible next time this happens. Christian, do you want to read this next part?
Ooga, mommy milkers, am I right, guys?
Perfect. Anyways, thank you, Goobers, for the advice and for reading my submission. Keep doing what you do. P.S. Being told to fuck off by Erica was the greatest thing to ever happen to me. I'm honored.
I don't even remember why I told her to fuck off.
Neither do I. PSS, yes, I'm a baby when it comes to coding, but you try learning PHP against your will when the graphic and web design programs at your college decided to merge into one super major at the last second. Toodles!
I don't remember that part of that being part of the story at all.
I think we joked that coding was easy and that she's a little baby for thinking it was hard.
Yeah. Oh.
You're irritated, Idahoan. Bad state citizen.
Idahodian?
It says Idahoan.
Idahoan?
Yeah.
Ida know about that one.
And she had a hoe in her roommate situation. That sucks. Hope it gets better. I don't know what else she can do about
it. You got 5 weeks. Yeah. You can do this.
And honestly, that was done on March 22nd, so like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You're almost there.
It really sucks that the shower curtain backfired so dramatically.
Yeah.
That felt like a very good compromise, and to see it just blow up in your face that way is very sad.
I really hope the awoogas don't backfire too.
I think she'll be okay. Because she's homophobic, remember? Well, how would they backfire?
That she's just like, violence. Haha, yeah, I am fabulous. Haha, look at my titties. And she just does it more, or she just becomes a nudist.
I mean, can you be more than opening up your legs to show your vagina as you're applying cream? Like, I feel like that's the point of no return. At that point, you're just...
But this is the thing with our listener. Like, how do you not say, what the fuck are you doing? This is making me uncomfortable as it's happening.
They're shy.
Well, she wrote a note, and then she also told her about it, and it just didn't go anywhere.
If any one of my roommates came out butt-ass naked, lifted a leg up on the dresser to point out their vagina without, like, giving me a heads up, or saying, like, hey, can I show you this weird thing I got going on? Because I'm definitely down to look at weird medical things anywhere on the body. I'm just saying, like, I would literally in that moment be like, what the fuck are you doing?
We can't all be as girl boss and slay as you, Erica.
Do we think the cream has any kind of medical significance
I think
that could be attached to the not showering?
I think it's, you know how there's, like, dry shampoo?
Oh.
I think it's, like, dry... She's like, I'm not showering, but I have to keep my vaginal health tippy-top shape.
Okay.
That's what I think.
I don't know anything about the female body, Eric. I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. Now, this one, I tweeted a little bit of a spoiler on Twitter.
Oh, I already know all of it then.
Trigger warning, content warning for, I guess, a little bit of, like, grooming.
Okay.
Story time. Don't read my name if you read this, please. Can I get a female name?
Vicky.
Luann.
Okay. Vicky is correct. So, again, content warning. This is a little out there, but I tweeted a little section of this a couple of weeks ago because I skimmed to the bottom of the story and read this sentence, and I was like, I gotta read the story.
Josh, let me just
Yeah.
It pisses me off how well that method works out for you so frequently. That you get a story and you go, all right, I read the first paragraph. Now let me just see what the last sentence is. And you're like, yeah, I got to read this. And then I've tried it twice. I'm just like, oh no, this is just a run-on sentence from the last paragraph.
Yeah, you tried it on episode 87 and 91. I know. Okay, so my story kind of gross, but I feel like that's right up your alley, so it's fine. So my first real boyfriend in high school, he was a few months shy of 18 while I was pretty freshly 14, so red flag number one, I guess.
Been there, brother.
He was abusive and a drug addict, but that's not really the point of the story. Oh, also he's TikTok famous and does OnlyFans now.
Which, oh.
It's fine if you do OnlyFans.
It's but fine if TikTok. You're TikTok famous.
But no, like, it's not.
It's not.
Well, Joshua, we're trying to be TikTok famous.
I think technically we are TikTok famous. Anyway, he had some odd requests throughout the not too long relationship. He loved asking me to pee both on him and in his mouth and vice versa.
At 14.
Which never happened because not kink shaming, but for me, ew.
Okay.
We respect boundaries in this household.
I just feel like fucking 14 is too young to be having weird kinks. Not weird, not kink shaming.
Having piss kinks.
But having like that's not an intense kink to have.
Yeah, it's definitely not vanilla.
It's definitely not vanilla.
It's more lemon lime flavored, if I had a guess.
Here, Joshua.
Oh my goodness. I have the honor. Mm-hmm. I have betrayed the Erica Carrot. I have lost all. For shame. For shame. No.
I will never forgive you for this. Ever. I have been known to hold a grudge.
And I don't think
you'll regret this moment.
That's fair.
Also, boo this man.
That was a good joke.
Boo both. I fucking quit the pod. You guys suck.
Okay, back to the story. Although that was weird, the weirdest request he had for me was begging to take out my tampon for me, and he always wanted to eat me out while I'm on my period, but not at any other time.
This story makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
So this is where the content warning comes in for like non-consensual stuff. I never willingly participated in that one, but I never willingly did many things in that relationship, but it happened anyway. Currently in therapy, don't you worry, Erica.
It's too late. I'm worried.
Just thought you might like a quick little story about how my ex was kind of maybe a vampire. Just kidding. I think he was just insane and needed to be legally medicated instead of the special pills he found for himself. There was another time he was buying about $800 worth of acid and begged his dealer to let me in the car because, in his words, quote, he won't stab me if my bitch is in the car. Luckily, the dealer was very kind to me and didn't allow me in the car because he was aware of my age and the fact that I was being used as a buffer. Anywho, that's my story time for you. Love the pod and love watching you guys grow every week. If you ever do live shows, I will definitely be there.
We love that.
Thank
part.
You for your support. I think this man deserves to be in jail.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And that, like I said, none of that is to, I'm not kink shaming him.
You
Those
should.
Are all fine, whatever. But the fact that they are so young,
mm-hmm.
that I just feel like that they're, I don't know. I don't know.
You know what? The age is probably, it probably would have been more fine if it was a consensual thing.
Yeah.
100% correct. Obviously, consent is the number one issue here. Maybe I'm just like, my mind is blown because I didn't know that they were doing stuff like that. I knew sex was a thing for 14 and up, sure. I understand that, but like.
Yeah, they're putting euphoria to shame.
I wasn't prepared for kinks at that age.
Now let's get down to the brass tacks of it. Do we think he was actually a vampire?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Why not?
Because vampires aren't real.
Because vampires are notoriously allergic to piss.
No.
Yeah.
This is, you know what? This might have been why he was such a bad guy, because he could never really self-reflect. He couldn't like look at himself in the mirror and figure out like, I'm being a bad dude. I got to figure it out.
Because, you know, vampires can't cross streams. And that was just like a weird. Yeah, it was just a weird mistranslation.
That's Ghostbusters.
No, that's vampires.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they can't cross moving water. Or some bullshit.
Yep, that is true. Vampires can't cross
moving
water.
And then they also can't get into your house unless you invite them.
That one, yes.
They need consent for that.
Interesting.
Let's cancel vampires.
Yeah, you know, let's cancel vampires.
Never really had a good fucking vibe off those dudes. Or?
Yeah.
Non-binary women vampires.
Why are they always walking around with a cape like this?
That's a stereotype.
All right. Let's get it back on the rails. This is going to be a potential delve into a part of the internet that I might regret.
Listen, Joshua, you're the one that brought it off the rails to begin with.
That's fair. There's a subreddit.
I'm still mad.
That's fine. There is a subreddit, Erica, called Female Dating Strategy. Have you ever heard of it?
Quit staring at me, Christian. I'm mad at you, too. I don't remember why I'm mad at you, but I'm mad at you too, Joshua.
I made one vampire joke too many, and now I'm in the doghouse.
At least you're company this time.
It's me. Have you ever heard of the subreddit Female Dating Strategy?
No.
Either of you?
No.
So it's a subreddit, and the idea of it is to make a place where females, specifically women.
Okay.
Can or go to get advice on dating and navigating the dating world. Great on its surface, yeah?
Yes.
So, are we aware with the term incels?
Mm-hmm.
No, what's that?
That's involuntary celibate. Normally goes for male types.
Okay.
This would maybe teeter into the idea of femcels.
What's that?
Which would be the female incel.
Okay.
These people on this subreddit are... I think they're partially well-intentioned, but they miss the fucking mark. They do a lot of, like, turf shit. They do a lot of swerf shit on this subreddit.
Okay, I know turf. What's swerf?
Sex worker exclusionary radical feminism. Turf is trans exclusionary radical feminism. It's a shit show of a subreddit. So I'm going to read two female dating strategy posts off of here. Now, they have a very strict rule set. No men can be on the subreddit, so I am going to get banned off of this subreddit after I read this.
You little goofball.
Sorry. I'll just make a new account.
You little rascal.
So here we go. This is a post on r/female dating strategy titled, "If you're scaring them, you're doing something right."
Oh, okay. Oh, no, if a woman's scaring the man, you're doing something right. Okay.
That's I'm in grad school.
Okay, either.
But this mindset applies to any group setting. My roommate told me the other day that two guys in our class had crushes on me. However, they were afraid of me and would never approach me. My roommate is a charitable person, and she acted as a liaison between me and these guys to check my level of interest. Did she mention she's in grad school?
Mm.
My roommate is friends with these guys, and I'm not. The handbook, referring to the female dating strategy handbook, has comprehensive vetting strategies, and I reread them often because these concepts keep me alert. Prior to female dating strategy, I would be flattered to learn someone had a crush on me. Now, all I feel is disgust that they are comfortable crushing on me, yet they're too afraid to talk to me. Why are they afraid? Because they know they have nothing to offer me. They know that they would merely waste my time, and despite knowing this, they harbor a crush. I haven't done anything to these individuals. I never speak to them. They just assume I'm a scary bitch because my standards are above whatever they could possibly offer. Boy, bye. To conclude, if you're coming off as a scary bitch, you're vetting low-value males by simply existing. The legwork, done.
Okay.
So that's the idea here. Now, I'm not one to speak for women. Obviously, I'm not in that position. But I don't know. Doesn't seem like a good idea to be putting off bitch vibes so much to where you're like scaring people away.
There's a difference between like having a resting bitch face or minding your own business or not engaging, whatever, and putting off bitch vibes.
Yeah.
So I like I don't really care for this whole post,
mm-hmm.
but the last sentence where she's saying, you know, your standards are... Read the last sentence again.
If you're coming off as a scary bitch, you're vetting low-value males by simply existing?
Yeah. If they're too scared of you, then they're not for you. They're not at your level. That's fine.
Now, here's... So, similarly to, like, menonism, I can't remember like another phrase for that, like men's rights activists, right? From my experience, like looking into that kind of stuff, everything starts on like that alt-right tear in on like a grain of truth, right?
Yeah.
Like there is a grain of truth that short men are like, you know, there are women who don't like short men, and then they demonize short men, and then they apply that to everything, and that's obviously the wrong part. I feel like the sub does the same thing, where there is a truth to it, to where it's like, you should date people that are worth your time.
Mm-hmm.
But just because somebody is not approaching you directly, that doesn't mean that they're not worth it. Because right. In these modern times, and I don't mean, I do not like the tone I put on that, but it's typically considered respectful. Like if someone's like at school, at work, you don't fucking go up and ask them out.
Right.
Because you're not in that situation. You're not in that setting. That doesn't make them a bad person. Everything, they're trying to be more respectful, right? So that's just the kind of vibes on this subreddit.
They said low value man.
Yeah.
And that's like shocking to me because I only hear like alpha male bros like actually sincerely use that. So to hear...
They have a very similar lexicon to like alpha male bros.
Very weird.
Want an alpha. They want somebody like... You'll go onto this subreddit if you ever want to go through the subreddit. They'll share text message conversations of somebody that they're having like with the Tinder date, and they'll be like, guys, what do you think? And the guy will be like, hey, do you want me to pick you up around 7 or 8? And the person will respond like, yeah, that sounds fine. And they're like, okay, you want to go to this place or this place? And they'll be like, oh, how about this place? And the comments from this subreddit will be like, he needs to tell you exactly when and where to go and what you need to eat. It's fucked that he's making you make the decisions. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. He's trying to be accommodating here.
Yeah.
You're like driving people away from good people. But Erica, you're going to love this post. This is called, but did you communicate?
Okay, I'm interested.
Does anybody else eye roll when they see this?
Ooh.
I've done a lot of eye rolling this episode, so.
Yeah, sure. As if a woman calmly sitting her partner down and explaining the relationship problems would magically make the man understand the problem will be solved and the rest would be happily ever after. Bull fucking shit. I've tried this. I've had a father who developed a habit of snarling and swearing in his older years, even when the conversation could be something about eating breakfast. I carefully told him he should not swear so much. How did he react? By swearing and yelling at me. No apologies later. I've given up. Insane that you just gave up. Let him stew in his negativity and wonder why he has no friends. That's probably how he will go to his grave. I'm a calm person. But whenever
I don't know. No, maybe not.
Whenever I communicated to a partner or acquaintance of an issue I have with them, very few of them acknowledge it. I'd say 1 to 5%.
Then you're not effectively communicating how you feel.
Most would react with indignation, anger, denial, or try to turn the conversation against me about how it's actually my fault. So when it comes to dating, that was her intonations, not mine. When it comes to dating, I don't bother. I don't do this communication bullshit because we either get along or not. If we don't get along, get out of my life, block, no regrets. I'm not going to waste my time and energy trying to change you. It served me well. My current partner understands this and is careful and considerate. I am too with him, but I've made it very clear if he adds negativity to my life, I'll break it off without regrets.
Goddamn.
So ladies, it's not your job to communicate. It's not your job to play therapist or the pacifist when the other party has no interest. Cut them out of your life if possible. Go low or no contact. Go live your life.
Like you said with the last story, it's like there's like a grain of truth where it's like, maybe she has tried to communicate and she does feel like they just aren't reciprocating.
Sure,
like,
which is probably a very real experience that she's lived, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you are... I don't know. It sounds like you aren't good at communicating, and it does sound like he kind of blows stuff out of proportion.
Yeah, just that's with your my writing issue style. With this. You can't sit there and say I've tried communicating when there are multiple forms of communication, especially if you're trying to communicate a specific, you know, topic with your partner or with any relationship. You have to understand their style of communication as well. You can't just leave them a note and expect them to, you know, to read it or to understand what you're saying right away. Like communication is a deeper thing than just I don't know.
Obviously, we don't have as much context or anything, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that maybe your current relationship is going well because you have proper communication. You know what I mean? Like, that's just going on a limb.
And even to say that, like, I've had bad experiences with communication, I'm just not going to communicate anymore. How? How is not communicating with somebody going to make your life easier?
Yeah.
You're never going to build a successful relationship with anyone in any capacity if there's not communication.
I do.
I'm heated.
I feel like her mindset is almost what, you know, all of the internet like advocates, like especially on Reddit anytime. And I mean, sometimes we do it, but more jokingly, where it's just like a single issue in a relationship and it's like, well, then just break up. But she's taking that wholeheartedly and it's like,
right,
it doesn't have to be a real issue, it's just the vibe could be off and I'm breaking it up. I'm not standing for it.
And I'm definitely not, like, I've been going back and forth between reading stuff off of this subreddit because I really don't want to make it seem like I'm shitting on women as a whole.
No.
Yeah.
But because they're like I've said with anything, like, you can go on the subreddit and see like actual good nuggets of wisdom, but like that's how the alt-right brings people in.
Yeah.
And to me, this subreddit just screams alt-right. Like, you'll go on there and see like so much sex worker like hate, so just for the fact that they're sex workers.
Yeah.
And like trans, like a lot of them don't, they've kind of started to shift into like accepting trans women sometimes, but it's just so fucked. Like, the subreddit is such a shit show.
Are we 100% sure that it truly is all women? Like, yes, they might have that rule where you have to be a woman to be in the subreddit, but like you said,
you think it might be like incels like posing?
Yeah.
I think the subreddit's too big for that to be like, for it to be this deep, but I understand what you're saying. Because but like, to like, if every post was like, I'm a shitty woman, I could see that, but like, it's like a good mix of like every single comment, like, I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Based off of what I've read. Because a lot of the times, too, like, incels aren't very good at faking being women. You know what I mean? Yeah. They don't know that.
They don't know enough women to.
No. Like, they don't understand.
Fair
but
enough. That's a fair point.
To your point, Erica, there is a subreddit called Female Dating Strategy Pro or something like that. And that is all satire. It's all people making up posts that they would joke about it. So there is a satire post for it. The thing that really also rubs me the wrong way about this subreddit. So they have 250,000 members. They just started getting like a ton of traction, immediately launched a podcast and a separate website that has like purchases and stuff on it. And they're immediately trying to like monetize it. And that fucking drives me insane. I fucking hate that shit. So yeah, there's our dive into femcildom a little bit.
I don't know. Like it.
I hope it turned out okay. I think that subreddit is very funny because I also enjoy reading incel shit.
Yeah.
Actually,
see, I don't enjoy any of that.
Really? Oh my god, I love it.
Well, you guys both like cringe and like,
I wish the podcast was the proper medium to report and recount cringe, because I love cringe posting so much.
Yeah.
But it's always like a photo and it's like, how do I really get the cringe across of like, I don't know, Midwestern 17-year-old with like Mountain Dew, I don't know, thinking hot Cheetos are cool and new.
I actually had a post saved from r/cringepics that was a screenshot off of a post from r/virgin. Virgin.
Virgin,
yep.
Okay.
And it was about a guy being saying, like, why would I want a male roommate? Like, female roommates are so much better. They're cleaner, they're nicer, and I could potentially have sex with them if things went right. Of course, I'd never force myself on them, but if it did happen, that'd be cool. And it's like, oh, and like, you would see that post in like Female Dating Strategy and be like, people talking shit, and it's like, yeah, correct.
That one deserves it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see someone being like, yeah, what time should I pick you up on Friday? And then people being like, he should tell you. He shouldn't, like, you need to make, it's just fucking crazy. But you can hear me talk about more stuff like that over on Twitch. We actually had a very nice discussion about that kind of stuff on Twitch at Judgy's Pod on twitch.tv/Judgy's Pod. And Erica, where else can they find us?
On Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and Patreon.
Someone just commented, I didn't know you had a YouTube until this week.
Yeah.
We say it every episode. We make it
crazy. Unless they don't get to this far in the episode.
Well, then you're not a real fan to me.
Hmm.
And what's that handle?
Oh, it's at Judgy's Pod. That's JUDGIES Pod.
And if you want to send in stories, how about you send it over to...
Send it right on over to judgingspod@gmail.com with a title saying either if it's a listener's story, if it's your own personal story, put it in the title. If you found a good, spicy, hot Reddit story you need to submit to us, put it in the title. It makes it our lives easier.
And by title, do you mean subject line?
Absolutely.
Also, if you'd like to send us anything, we have a P.O. Box.
That is true.
It's P.O. Box 58, Ottawa, Illinois, 61350.
Anything else the folks need to hear our pretty voices say?
Have a good rest of your day.
Have a great week. Love you. Thanks for listening.
Hey, the judges love you, and I'm not going to mess up.
You were 4 counts early. You fool.
It's funny every time.
That one happened.
I've never messed up that bad.
You're turning red. You tried and you failed.
I tried.
It's so embarrassing. Hard. Okay, bye.
For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.